Today's daf is Zvachin daf Lamid, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Chof Tes Amid Bey. So we're continuing to discuss the halachas of Piggle. So Piggle is one of the themes that have permeated the entire 30 dafin or so that we've already learned together in Masechta Zvachim. The Makar, however, to the basic halachas of Piggel are in these Mishnayos at the end of the second parak. The Mishnah that Chav Zayin Amud Beis mentioned the basic halacha of Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz L'Mkoymoi, and now we have a second Mishnah that again is going to discuss more details, very basic, fundamental details as it relates to the halacha of pickles. Zok the Mishnah Zeklal. This is the rule as it relates to pickle. Kol ha-shoichet v'ha-mekabel v'ha-mahalech v'ha-zoyrek. If anyone does any one of the dalid avodas adam, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, and he does it with the machshav, lechol dovet shetarku lechol, ulahakter dovet shetarku lahakter, kizayis chutz l'mkoy me'pasol ve'im by karis, chutz l'zmanoi pickle v'chayav in all of karis. So if somebody does one of the dalid avodas adam, he has a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi chutz l'mkoy me, either or. What's he going to do chutz l'zmanoi chutz l'mkoy me in achila? Either in achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach. The halacha is, if the machshava was to do it chutz l'mkoymoi, it's a machshava apiseles, it's pigel. But if somebody eats the basar of that carb, he's not going to be chayv karis. If he does it chutz l'zmanoi, then it's going to be pigel. And if somebody eats the basar, he's going to be chayv karis. Stating that, says the Mishnah, ubelvad sheyakrev hamater kimitzvasei. And this is the primary chiddush of the Mishnah. This husaf, the only time there's halacha of pigel is if everything other then the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi was okay. Meaning, if a kohen would do one of the dalet avodas adam with a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, but in addition to the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, there would be another machshava hapiselus. There'd be something else wrong with this carbon. Then the halacha would be that, of course, the carbon would be possible, because now you have two things wrong with it. Number one, the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. Number two, whatever else was wrong with it. But at the same time, you're not going to have the halacha that if somebody eats the basar of this carbon, there's going to be a chi of karis. The only time there's a chi of karis, if somebody eats the basar of a carbon that had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, is if the only thing that was wrong with this carbon was the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. If there was another issue with it, at that case, there's not going to be a chi of karis. That's what the Mishnah says. Ubelvad sheyakrev hamater kimitzvasei. Keitzad karv hamater kimitzvasei. So we have a long-winded description of exactly what this means. Shachah b'shtika. If the kohen did the shchita b'shtika, meaning there was no machshava of chutz l'zmanoi or no other machshava apiseles, and then kibel v'halach v'zorah chutz l'zmanoi, then he did the kabbalah hilach and zrika chutz l'zmanoi, or shachah chutz l'zmanoi, or he did the shchita chutz l'zmanoi v'kibel v'halach v'zorah b'shtika, and he did the other avodas b'shtika, or shachah v'kibel v'halach v'zorah chutz l'zmanoi, or he did all the avodas with a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. That's an example of where the only thing that was wrong with this carbon was the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. It's in that case that you have the halacha of pigel v'chayav and all of karis. Again, because the only thing that was wrong with these avodas was the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. Ketzad loy karav amatik imitzvasei. Just to make the point clear, what's an example of a carbon that had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, but it was loy karav amatik imitzvasei? Very simple. Shachat chutz l'mkoymoi kibah v'halak v'zara chutz l'zmanoi. If the shechita was on chutz l'mkoymoi and the kabbalah loch and zrika were on chutz l'zmanoi, oishe shachat chutz l'zmanoi, or the shechita was on chutz l'zmanoi, kibah v'halak v'zara chutz l'mkoymoi, oishe shachat v'kibah v'halak v'zara chutz l'mkoymoi v'chutz l'zmanoi. So again, in all these cases, in addition to the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, there's also a machshava of chutz l'mkoymoi, or a pesach v'achatos, or if the carbon that was being brought was a pesach and chatos, sheshachton shaloi l'shma, where the halach is that shaloi l'shma also makes the carbon possible. So if the shchit was on shaloi l'shma, v'kibel v'holach v'zorak chutz l'zmanoi, oi sheshachach chutz l'zmanoi, kibel v'holach v'zorak shaloi l'shma, oi sheshachach v'kibel v'holach v'zorak domen shaloi l'shma and chutz l'zmanoi, zeo shaloi karv amatik mitzvasi. That's an example where it was loy karv amatik mitzvasi. Again, what's shot in that whole group? It's because over there, in addition to the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, there was also either a machshava of chutz l'mkoymoi or a machshava of shalei l'shma. The bottom line is, down mine the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, this carbon is still going to be possible. Meaning it's like karav amatik imitzvasai. It's not a perfect carbon with the exception of the pigle. In that case, you don't have the halach of pigle. Which halach of pigle? Karis. So the only time you have the karis of pigle is if without the pigle, everything would be be okay. What the Mishnah refers to as Karev HaMatik HaMitzvasa. But if it was like Karev HaMatik HaMitzvasa, meaning there's an issue with this carbon in addition to the Machshav of Chutz HaZmanai, of course the carbon's going to be possible, because again, there's two things wrong with the carbon now. But as that relates to the Chi of Karis, in that case, there's not going to be a Chi of Karis. The Mishnah continues, Lechol Kizayis Pachutz, Kizayis L'machar. What would be if a Kayin did the Shechita? And he had in mind the Shas Shechita that he's going to eat a Kizayis of the Basar, Chutz limkoymoy, and a kizayis of the basar limachar, chutz lazmani, or kizayis limachar, or kizayis chutz lazmani, kizayis bechutz. Kichatzi zayis bechutz, kichatzi zayis limachar, kichatzi zayis limachar, kichatzi zayis bechutz. Possible, the imbay karis. In all these cases, you're going to be possible and there's not going to be a chi of karis. Again, why is there no chi of karis? So the Mishnah really repeated itself. There's no karis because in addition to the limachar, which is chutz lazmani, there's also a chutz, which is chutz limkoymoy. It's loy karav amatikim. It's vasoy. There's an issue in addition to the machshav of chutz lazmani. Beke hai gavna, the halach is possible, of course, but the aim by cars. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Zehakla. This is the rule. Kol shemachsheves hazman kodem lachsheves hamakim pigul v'chayov and all of cars. V'machsheves hamakim kodem lachsheves hazman possible aim by cars. I agree with the premise of the Mishnah that there is an idea that if loy karav amatikim mitzvase, if there's an issue with this carbon in addition to the machsheves pigul, then if you have a machshav of chutz lazmanoi, there's not going to be a chi of karis. But that's only true if the other machshava, such as the machshava of chutzim kaimai, or if it was a pesach and a chatas, the machshava shaloi lishma, happened before the machshava of chutz lazmani. If, however, the machshava of chutz lazmani happened first, and then afterwards the kayin had a machshava of chutzim kaimai, or by a pesach and a chatas shaloi lishma, once it's chal, the machshava of chutz lazmani, at that point, even if you have another machshava, in other words, it's loy karav amatik mitzvasai, the halacha is going to be that it's going to be pigol v'chayav and all of karis. The chachamim argue and they say zev is that possible by karis. No, it makes no difference if the machshava of chutz lazmani was first or if the machshava of chutz lazmani was second. In either case, if it's loy karav amatik mitzvasai, the halacha is aim by karis. What would be lechol kachatzis zayis lahakti kachatzis zayis kosher she'en achil v'akdar mitzdarfen. If the Koyin had a machshava to eat chatzi zayis chutz lazmanai, and he had a machshava to be makter a chatzi zayis chutz lazmanai. So a chatzi zayis of achila, a chatzi zayis of naktar, not mitzdarf. We'll see about that already in tomorrow's daf. The bottom line is the basic halacha of the Mishnah is this idea. It's one of the yisoidis of pigel, something that you have to internalize. Thus, we will repeat it, and that is that in order for a carbon to be pigel, you need that it should be karev hamatik mitzvasai. There was a shechita, there was a kabbalah, there was a hilacha, there was a zrika. It was done by someone that was kosher to do the shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, zrika. He used the klisharis, he was a kayin, there was no other machshava apiselus. The only thing that was wrong was there was a machshava chutz lazmani during one of the avodas. There's a halacha of pigel v'chayav and all of karis. If somewhere else in the avodah something tripped up and there was something else wrong, of course the carbon's possible. But in terms of karis, if it's loy karev amatik mitzvasi, there's not going to be a chi of karis. The emphasis is, in terms of the lumbus of karev amatik mitzvasi, the Briskerov and Sefer talks about it, it really goes to the gut of understanding pigol, what in Brisk they refer to as carbon pigol, but we're going to leave that. But in addition to that, there was also a machlekes tanam in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda said, really, it depends. I agree with the Yisoid, the principle of karav amatik mitzvasi. However, the only time it's true is if the other machshava happened first. So first there was a machshava chutz lazmani. First there was a machshava shalei lishma. Then, if you have a machshava chutz lazmani, the halacha is it's going to be aim by karis. But if first you had the machshava chutz lazmani and afterwards you had the other machshava, in that case, it is going to be a machshava's pigol. Zokti Gemara, Amar Ilfa. Ilfa said, Mori. Amar Ilfa. We're desperate. Machloikis b'shtei avoidus. This machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, is dafka b'shtei avoidus. Avo b'avoida achas. But by one avoida, divrei akol, irv machshav v'sach. Meaning, the only time Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the machshav of chutzim koimai, or the machshav of shaloi l'shma v'pesach achatas happened first, you don't have this halacha of loy karva matik mitzvasi. That's only if it was two avoidas. So the koin did the shechita with a machshav of chutz lazmanoi, and then he did the kabbalah with a machshav of chutz lazmanoi. Says Rabbi Yehuda, being that you had the machshav of chutz lazmanoi first, so then the halach is, I don't care that in the kabbalah you had a machshav of chutz lazmanoi. There's no ikuv of loy karav amatik mitzvasai. If, however, the two machshavas would have happened in the same avoda, so while the kohen was doing the shechita, he had in mind first chutz lazmanoi and then chutz lazmanoi. It happened in the same avodah. So then we don't say, once you had the machshava of chutzas mani, it's automatically a chutzas mani. I don't care about the chutzim kaimi. Then I am going to care about the chutzim kaimi. The only time I don't care about the chutzim kaimi is if it was two avodahs. Meaning, once I did one avodah chutzas mani, so it was already chal, the avodah of chutzas mani in this carbon. So I don't care what happens afterwards, says Rabbi Yehuda. I, this halach of karva matir, that's if you had first the chutzim kaimi, then the chutzas mani. But says Ilfa, that's only if it was two avodahs. But if in one avodah, in the Shechita alone, the Kohen had the Machshav of Chutz Hazmani and then Chutz HaMkoyme, you're not going to say, oh, being that the Chutz Hazmani was first in the Shechita, so I don't care about the Chutz HaMkoyme. No. You're not going to say that Allah. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan Argi, he said, Av Avoyda Achaz Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda said, as Allah, even by one Avoyda, as long as the Machshav of Chutz Hazmani was the first Machshav he had, even if in the same Avoyda he had another Machshav, it doesn't matter, it's going to be a Machshav of Chutz Hazmani, Pasul V'yesh Baikar. So, Bishlam Ilfa, Bishlam according to Ilfa, Midirash B'shtei Avoyda, Seifan Ami B'shtei Avoyda. We had a very wordy Mishnah, where the Mishnah gave examples of Karva Matik Mitzvasa and Loi Karva Matik Mitzvasa, and all the examples of the Mishnah were two different avoidas. Where you did the Shechita with this Machshava, Kabbalah Lachas Rika with that Machshava, or you did the Shechita Kabbalah. It's all but two avoidas. So the beginning of the Mishnah is all two avoidas. Then we build up to a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. It's very matim. It's consistent. It stems. The whole Mishnah is discussing two avoidas. El Rabbi Yochanan Reisha B'shtei Avoidas to Sefer Avoidah Achas. The first part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah brings the Ikar Halacha of Karva Matik and Mitzvasa, clearly the Mishnah is talking about two avoidas. Then the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Yehuda, and you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda, who's in the Sefer of the Mishnah, is only arguing where it was, or even arguing where it was Avoida Achas. If the Reish is discussing two Avoidas, doesn't it seem reasonable that the Seifa would also be discussing two Avoidas and not also Avoida Achas? So the Gemara says, what's the grace of Kasha? Rabbi Yechanan is going to tell you, in Reish B'shtei Avoidas, Seifa, Bein B'Avoida Achas, Bein B'shtei Avoidas. You're right, the examples of the Reish of the Mishnah were all Shtei Avoidas. In terms of the Seifa, where Rabbi Yehuda argues, Lav Dafka arguing in the cases of the examples that the Mishnah gave, Rabbi Yehuda would say his halacha even if it was b'avoyda achas. The Mishnah said, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda." Zeh klal. So Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha that what matters is which machshava you had first. He prefaced it with the words "zeh klal." Sounds like he's coming to say something big. Says, what did he say? Im machshavas asman kodmal la machshavas amokim. Pick up a chiyuvin all of course. Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan. Hainu diktani zakal. Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yehuda didn't only say his halacha b'shtei avoydas. He said his halacha even b'avoyda achas. That's probably what he meant when he said zehaklal. Zehaklal is the rabbis. What's he coming to be marbe? He's coming to be marbe. Even b'avoyda achas, this halacha is going to be true. Elu le'ilfa my zehaklal. But according to Ilfa, what's the zehaklal? And the Gemara says kasha, which we know the Rishonim say throughout Shas. What's the difference between kasha and tiyufta? Tiyufta means there is no answer. Kasha means there's an answer, but you have to work on it. The Gemara, for whatever reason, doesn't feel like giving the answer. The bottom line is we have a kasha on Ilfa because the Lashon Zeh HaKlal is a little bit mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, a little bit less mashma like Ilfa. Now, the emes is that before we go weiter, you have to understand level two. This machloik is Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa because the Gemara is about to segue into a completely unrelated sugya and shas. And unless you go through it, it's going to be a little difficult to understand how did we go from discussing pigel to where the Gemara is about to go. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama in the Mishnah, with regards to the halacha of karva matik mitzvasa. Chachamim say that the only time a carbon is pigel, in the sense that there's a chi of karas if you eat from the basar, is if everything other than the machshavas pigel was okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's true, but it's not true. Meaning, it's true in the sense that if you would have a bad machshava before the machshavas pigel, then when you have the machshavas pigel, it wouldn't make the carbon pigel v'chayov and all of course. But if machshavas hazman was kodemus, then you are going to have the lacha pigel. And then we had a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa had to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Ilfa said, Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha b'shtei avoidas. He said his halacha, if you had one avoida you did completely with a machshava of chutz hazmani, then the second avoida you did with chutz hazmani, that's not a problem of karva matik and mitzvasa. Because once you did the first avoida with a machshava of chutz hazmani, it was chal already in the carbon, that it's a chutz hazmani to get carbon, that's why there's going to be pigel. If, however, it was in the same avoida, so b'shas the shechita, for example, you could say the same for kabbalah lachas rikim, just using shechita as an example. You had in mind both machshavas, say the machshav of chutz hazmani and say the machshav of chutz. When kaimai says ilfa, the Rabbi Yehuda is not going to say his halacha. Meaning, the lumdus of ilfa of Rabbi Yehuda is that once I did an avoida with a machshav of chutz hazmani, there's nothing that can move that. It's already chal in this carbon, that it's a carbon that's being done with chutz l'zmanik. I don't care what happens afterwards. The halach is going to be, there's going to be a chiyuv karas in this carbon. But if in the same avodah, I had a machshav of chutz l'zmanik, chutz l'mkoymai, so there was nothing chal yet when I had the machshav of chutz l'zmanik. Because toich kidei dibur, so to speak, I also told chutz l'mkoymai. So, but it's a rega that you want it to be chal chutz l'zmanik, it's also being chal chutz l'mkoymai. So therefore, you don't have this halach. Rabbi Yechonin said, no, afilu b'avodah achas. Rabbi Yehuda said as halacha, even by one avodah. Shailus, what's pshat Rabbi Yechonin? The way Rabbi Yechonin understands Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda said as halacha, afilu b'avodah achas, what's posh pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? That is the big kasha. And the teretz to kasha, Rashi says, literally in a few words, Zok Rashi, what must Rabbi Yehuda have held aliba de Rabbi Yechonin? So it's dibra maschil af b'avodah achas machloikis, it's the first wide line on the bottom of the Yomit, three lines from the bottom. The Isle, the Rabbi Yehuda must hold Tafas Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda must hold that anytime a person says two Lashonos, I say two things, and the two contradict each other. So Tafas Lashon Rishon. Over here, this Kohen said two contradictory things. He said Chutz L'Zmanoi, and he said Chutz L'Mkoymoi. So being that he said two contradictory things, what we're going to say is Tafas Lashon Rishon. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is related to a Shas Sugya. It's not just a very local, specific Zvachim Daf Chavtes, Zvachim Daf Lamed Digis Sugya in understanding how Pigol is Chal. No, it's a very Shas Inyan, where a person said two things. He was Mechashev, according to some Rishonim, you have to say it, Rashi, Taisus, throughout Shas. So he said Chutz Zmani, and he said Chutz L'mkoymai, Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Acher. How do you look at that? The Yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda is Tafas Lashon Rishon. So once you say Chutz Zmani, even if in the same Avoid, you end up saying Chutz L'mkoymai, doesn't matter. It's already going to be chal in this carbon that it's going to be a carbon of chutzal zmani. But if you think about it for a second, it's a pella. Why is it a pella? Because what's this idea throughout Shas? Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron. So just give you an example. Somebody says, I want all my money to go to Reuven. And then he says, Shimon. So you mean Reuven, you mean Shimon. So if Tafas Lashon Rishon, it's Reuven. If Tafas Lashon Rishon, it's Shimon. L'chura can't be Reuven and Shimon because either you're giving all your money to Reuven or you're giving all your money to Shimon. So that would be a classic example, textbook, of where you would have this shiloh of Tafas Lashon Rishon or Tafas Lashon Achron. But if there's no stira between Lashon Rishon and Lashon Achron, there's no reason to go down the road of the sugi of Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron. What was the stira in this case? A kohen's doing the shechita, one avoid, and b'shas the shechita. First, he has in mind, I want to eat the basar chutz l'zmanah. Then he has in mind, I want to eat the basar chutz l'mkoyme. You ever see a cow? Have you ever seen it? There's a lot of kizasim in this animal. So what's the stira? He had a mind, he's going to eat a kizayis chutz l'zmanah. He had a mind, he's going to have, it's like, a person would say, I'm going to give $100 to Reuven, $100 to Shimon. What's the stira? Oh, Tafas Lashon Rishon, he said Reuven. No, he meant both. He said, I'm going to give 100 to Reuven, 100 to Shimon. Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron, L'chura, is where there's a stira. So I have to know what he meant. Did he mean one? Did he mean the other? Was he chayzer? Toich k'dei dibur? That's when you get involved in all the shas sugyas of Tav. It comes up throughout Shas. But that's where it's nageya, where there is an inherent blatant contradiction in the bitui of what this man said. But if there was no stira, I'd getrach talita kizayis chutzazmane and a kizayis chutzam kaimai. What does it have to do with the sugi of Tav as Lasharish? That's the segue, the intro that you need, I believe, to understand the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara vayte, tanan hasa, we learned to the Mishnah, reizu tumuras, ayla tumuras shlamim. There was a yid that had a carbon that was chulin. And he said, I want this, not carbon that was chulin, an animal that was chulin. And he said, I want this animal to be tmuras oila. And then he said, tmuras shlamim. So tmur is a very bad thing. It's a lav in the Torah. It's too lav and you're not allowed to do it. But the bottom line, you get malchus for it, even though it's a lav shein by maisa. Meimer, right? That's one of the exceptions to the rule of lav shein by maisa. But this yid went and he made something tmura. What animal? So first he says, I want it to be the tmura of an eila. Then he said, tmura of a shlovim. So what's the halacha? Raise the tmura of the rabbi. Rabbi says, it's tmura of an eila. If we know for sure that he had in mind not one versus the other, but he wanted both. He wanted it to be tmura of eila and tmura of a shlovim. Being that it's impossible to say two things at the same time, but we, as mortals, cannot say two things at the same time. As a result, so we assume that he really wants both. He said one first. That's just because there's no other way to do it. So what's going to be chal? Dvar of kayom. It's going to be chal tmuras oila and tmuras shlamim. What do you do with a carbon that's tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim? It's kadosh.
But you can't be makriv it, obviously, because an animal that has a half a kedusha of one carbon, half a kedusha of another carbon, so you have to follow the guidelines of what you do with carbonis, that you can't be makriv. But the point is, it's chal tmuras oyla and tmuras shalom. Vim b'sham ha-reza tmuras oyla nimlach. But if he really, we know his intention was to say tmuras oyla, and then he changed his mind, he decided instead, he wants it to be tmuras shlomim, ha-reza oyla, then he agrees that lach is tmuras oyla. According to Rav Meir, it's always going to be tmuras oyla. According to Rav Yossi, it depends. It depends on what his machshava was. If his machshava was to make both, it's going to be both. His machshava was one, it's going to be both. What's Pshan Rav Meir? Meaning Rav Meir seems to say that even if the person says that I wanted both to be chal, it doesn't matter. What's chal is tmuras oyla, which is the first thing that he said. Clears the Gemara. Is that only because he said harezu tmuras oyla tmuras shlamim? So it sounds like he for sure wanted it first to be tmuras oyla and then changed his mind for it to be tmuras shlamim. What's the giveaway? The fact that he said the word tmur again. But had he said harezu tmuras oyla vishlamim, maybe it would be different. Or no, maybe Yair would say his halacha, even if he said harezu tmuras oyla vishlamim. Another shayla, lachatz ismao. What would be, this seems to be even more obvious, what would be in the case where the person says, I want this animal of chulin to be oyla for half of it and shlamim for the other half? I mean, over here it seems very obvious that what's this person, he zicha wants both of them to be chal. Would Rav Meir say even over there, being that he said oyla first, it's going to be chal oyla, what we would refer to as toughest lashon rishon? Or maybe no, over here, why would you assume toughest lashon rishon? He said clearly, I want half of it to be an oyla, half of it to be shlamim. Amr Abayis, Abayis said, baha, in the second case, the case where he said, I want half of it to be an oyla, half of it to be shlamim, despite the fact that he said the word oyla first, there's no question Rav Meir is going to be moida. Why? Because what's the yisoid of toughest lashon rishon? Where there's a stira, where I'm not sure what he meant, where I think maybe he was chayzer. Okay, so over there, we always assume he means the first thing, not the second thing. But over here, we know what he meant. He said, I want chatzi azay v'chatzi azay. So over here, both are going to be chal. So Abaye said, listen to his lashon, b'ha vaday moida rameir. There's no way there's a rameir in Shas that's going to tell you that because the person said oyla first and shlamim second, automatically toughest lashon rishon. That all makes sense with his atzad that he's confused or he's being chayzer. But in this case, where it's clear what he meant, he wants chatzi chatzi. Rav Amar, Rav says adayin machloikis. No, you can have the machloikis in that case. What's the tzushtat har sugya? Amar Rav, lid dachdam rabav ani moedir rameir. You Abayah saying you can't hear such rameir. There's no way there's a rameir in Shas that's going to tell you toughest lashon rishon, even when you know for sure there's no stira. Harei shchita, shchita. Zvachim, Chav, Tesam, and Beis, under a Mishnah, the Chilach, so it's not me. Where Kain was doing the Shechit, he had a Machshava first to do Chutzla's Mani, then he had a Machshava to do Chutzla's Mani. Where Rabbi Yehuda holds, that means he had a Machshava of Chutzla's Mani first. The halacha is, it's going to be Pigol, the Chayavana, of course. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's true, even where it was all in one Machshava, it was all in one Shechit. And what's the Yisoid, L'chayra, because he all stuff is Lashon Rishon. Hagam, it's not a stira, it's kelach tzoistami. You know what he's thinking. I want one kazai, I want you to get $100, you to get $100. One kazai is chutz mani, one kazai is chutz mkame. I want half the animal to be an oila, half the animal to be a shlomo. But it doesn't matter. Once you say something, tough is lashon rishon. So how could you, Abai, you say, behov adem moide Rav Meir, mechates, this is a Rav Yehuda. This is Rav, and we're going to see on the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara is going to say that Rav Meir beshitas Rav Yehuda koi, so we even have a Messiah that Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda were somehow thinking along the same lines. But the bottom line is, it's not so partial at all. Because the way Rabbi Yochanan understood Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Mefurish. Now, the way Ulf understood Rabbi Yehuda has no Sheiches. But it's all the way Rabbi Yochanan understood, right? The way Ulf understood, those two different Avoides, there's nothing to do with Tafas Lashon Rishon. But the way Rabbi Yochanan understood Afilab Avoida Achas, it's based on the Svara of Tafas Lashon Rishon. So, Lechura, how could you tell me Abaya there's no such thing? Amalei. So, Abaya told Rava, even Rabbi Yochanan, that said that Rabbi Yehuda said as halacha b'avodah achas, that's not what people think. Yeah, the man in the street thinks, so what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, I feel b'avodah achas? He was doing the shechita, and while the shechita, he had two machshavas, he was doing the Kabbalah during the Kabbalah. That's not what was going on. He meant it specifically by shechita. Because by shechita, in order for a shechita to be a kosher shechita, whether it's kachin or even chulin for that matter, you have to shetach roiv of the two simonim. The trachea and the esophagus, the kana and the veshet. Meaning there's two components to every ma'isa shechita. And hacha b'maya skinon, where he shechted one simen with a machshava of chutz l'zmane, and the other simen with a machshava of chutz l'koyma. We speak it outside first. And Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that mefaglin b'chatzi matter, it's a big sugya later in Masechta Zvachim, whether you can be mefagl even in a chatzi matter, in a chatzi avoida, the shechita of each simen is chashuv, it's a chatzim matter. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, he can be mefagel on a chatzim matter. Rabbi Yehuda holds chutzas manoi first, chutzam kamei second is pigel, because once you had a machshav of chutzas manoi in one simen, it's already chal in the carbon to chutzas manoi. That's meaning the yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda Abaye says it's not tafas losherishin. Tafas losherishin is no shaychis Rabbi Yehuda. Bahavadei kamaydi Rameir, bahavadei kamaydi Rabbi Yehuda. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Rabbi Yehuda said as halacha afilu b'avodah achas? He didn't mean when you had two machshavas pshas the same ma'isa. He meant we're in avodah achas. You could divide into two components. Such as shchita, one simon and another simon. He holds mefaglin b'chatzim matter. So just like Ilfa understood Rabbi Yehuda, but two avoiders. Because once I had the machshav of chutz hazmani in the shchita, the Kabbalah can't change it. So Rabbi Yochanan just took it to the next level. He held Rabbi Yehuda held mefaglin b'chatzim matter. So once I had the machshav by a chatzim matter, Mimel, you can't mess it up by the second half. But it's not related to tafas lashon rishon. In a vein, exact the gemara on my list, Rabbi. No, Yishmak. Amaleisa, Abaye told Rava, Misarvis, Eina L'shchita Elul B'soif. Do you think that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that there's no chaloi shchita until you finish the shchita? Eina L'shchita Elul B'soif, nothing's chal until the end. Yesh L'shchita B'chita B'atsoif. Meaning each simen that you shecht has a chashivas. U'mishna Seinu, the mission is discussing the Amma Simen Rishon Chutz Lazmani, Simen Sheni Chutz L'Mkoymai. And right, because maybe Ilfa would hold a mefaglin b'chatzim matter, whatever Ilfa would hold. Says the Gemara, Ari Kmitza, what about Kmitza? The Chilak says, Damiu Pligi. The Gemara always asks this. Meaning, the parallel sugi that we have here, this machleg is reading the Chachamim, regarding Karev Hamatik Mitzvah, we have a Mesachet Mishnah, Mesachet Menachas, regarding a Mincha. Same exact machleg is over there. And there the Mishnah says clearly, Rabbi Yehuda would hold his halacha by the Kmitza. So if the Koyim was doing the Kmitza, and he had in mind the Shas the Kmitza, first Chutz Lizman, and then Chutz Lizman, leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, the way he understands Rabbi Yehuda, even though was done by one avoider. Once he has the machshava chutz lazmani, it's chal chutz lazmani. You can't split the kmitza. It's one ma'isa kmitza. So what were you thinking over there? Must be the yisoid of Rabbi Yochanan's havana. Rabbi Yehuda is that he holds tafas lashon rishon. So how can Abaye say b'hov adi k'moydi rameir echabdecha Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says hasam nami shehikter. It's talking about koymitz mincha chutz lazmani koymitz avodah chutz lazmani. It's not talking about where the machshava was b'shas the kmitza. You're right. B'shas the kmitza is no way to make it work. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of avoida achas by mincha is not by the avoida sak. It would be by avodas haktara, because every mincha had two components to it. There was the soilus, and there was levoina. There was haktara done on the soilus. There was haktara that was done on the levoina. The two haktaras together made up what we know as the avodas haktara, which is the equivalent of the avodas hazrika. So it's like the shchita in that it's broken up into two parts. Just like by shchita you have the shchita of the two simonim, so too by the haktara you have the haktara of the koymitz, you have the haktara of the levoina. It's that avoida achas that Rabbi Yochanan said that even by mincha, Rabbi Yehuda holds his halach. Again, because there's two components to it, and mefaglin b'chatzim matter, so it's chal the pigle in the haktara of the koymitz without the haktara of the levoina. But the Gemara says, I hear, that's good, but minchas choyte, harei koymitz minchas choyte, the lack of a pligi. In that Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, it says before, Rabbi Yehuda said his halach even by minchas choyte. What's a minchas choyte? That's the dali dalas. That's the carbon oil of a yoyrim, when the person couldn't even afford to bring the shnei toyrim, shnei b'nei yoyna. So instead he brought a mincha. His mincha was called the minchas choyte. He's bringing it because of an aver. There is other minchas choyte as well. But that's the classic case of minchas choyte. Rashi brings right here. But either way, in that classic case of minchas choyte, there's no breathe. There's no levoina, and because there's no levoina, so the chur over there again, you don't have the mefagla mechatzimata. Elamai, the two machshavas are happening b'shas the avoida. Says the Gemara, upligi. You see, they argue by minchas chayit. The Gemara says, loy pligi. It's not true. Who said they argue by minchas chayit? It's always the best answer. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, im timtza loy mar pligi. Pligi b'psiyos. You know where it would be negated? Be negated by haylacha. Each step. So he did one step of the haylacha with a machshav chutz lazmani. The next step of the halacha, he did a machshav chutz lazmani. That's where Yehuda would say as halacha. I hear the mefaglin b'chatzim matter that it's chal in that psia already the chutz lazmani, but in one avoida, one maisa, one psia, one kmitza, one kabbalah. If it's in one act, avada, there's no musig of Rabbi Yehuda shita, because the whole musig would be tafas lashon rishon. What's the tafas lashon rishon? Tafas lashon rishon is where there's a stira, where there's some contradiction. But if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, like $100 for Reuven, $100 to Shimon, there's no sugi of Tafas Lashon Rishon. He had a machshava to do a kizayis chutz lazmani, a machshava to do kizayis chutz lamkayim. Zok Gemara, this machloik is Abaye v'Rava in how to understand the machloikis Rab Meir and Rab Yosi, which really boils down to how to understand Rabbi Yochanan's beer and Rabbi Yehuda in our mission. It was a machlekes amayir. Other amayiram chimed in as well. Rav Simi Barashi Masliked Abaya. Rav Huna Bar Nosa Masliked the Rav. Okay, Kios Rav Dimi Amar. When Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported that in Eretz Yisrael they used to say Rav Meir Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. That Rav Meir who said Harezu Tmurasayla Tmurashlamim Harezu Tmurasayla. that Rav Meir has a shaychus to Rav Yehuda and Daf Chav Tesam Beis. How would you understand that? Because Rav Yehuda's halacha is afilu b'avoyda achas like Rav Yochanan, and the yisoid of Rav Yehuda's halacha is tofes lashon rishon mil. There's a shaychus to Rav Meir's halacha of tassel, because otherwise one has nothing to do with the other. Rav Meir's discussing the sugi of tofes lashon rishon. Rav Yehuda's discussing the halachas of pigel, and he explained it clearly. The Tanan, Amar Rav Yehuda's akal machshavas asman kol machshavas hamokin pigel v'yomno. Of course, again, what do you see from Rav Dimi? Rav Dimi also understood that this sugi, like Rav did, has a sheiches with the sugya of Tofes Lashon Rishon. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Dimi, again, Abaya is sticking up for himself. Abaya holds that Rabbi Yehuda, even Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, has nothing to do with Tofes Lashon Rishon. It's related to Mefaglin Bechatzin Matter. And it's true, it's not negeya in all one avoidas. It's negeya the one simon of the two simon by Shechita. It's negeya one of the haktaras by Daktaras Mincha, Daktaras Lavoina by Mincha. It's negeya one of the psiyos by the avoidas Oilacha, because it's you'd be so like the Shittas HaChachamim, just his chiddush is Mefaglin Bechatzin Matter. So Abaya told Rav Dimi, this is the report that you're coming back with. I'll prove to you that you're wrong. How do you prove it? Rabbi Chana said the name Rabbi Yechanan. Ki magaslu Rav Meir v'Rav Yosi b'adi adadi loy pligi. If you want to make shalom between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, who argued regarding a raise of Tumura Sayla Tumura Shlomin, it's possible. You could do that. You can make them not argue. Fake the Gemara, Valoi Pligi? You could make them not argue. Vaha Miflik Pligi. So you really have to know where to put the commas here. Amale Pligi Bemaida Pligi. Valoi Pligi Bemaida Loi Pligi. Repeat that 10 times backwards. No? Right? So Loi Pligi, Valoi Pligi, Vaha Miflik Pligi. Amale Pligi Bemaida Pligi, Valoi Pligi Bemaida Loi Pligi. What did he mean to say? How come everybody agrees? Meaning, Sai, Rab Meir, Sai, Rab Yosi. Hey, Chodama Tachos, Uvachach Tachos. Everyone agrees if the person said Mefurish, I want this to be Chal, then the other one to be Chal. So it's possible the second one's not going to be Chal. He was very, very clear what he wanted. He said, I want first it should be Chal Tmuras Oilo, then it should be Chal Tmuras Shlomim. So there's no way Tmuras Shlomim is going to be Chal. Loi Tachozu Elam Kim Chalazu. If he said clearly, I want both of them to be Chal, I don't want this to be Chal unless that's Chal. Divrei HaKol Chaylus. This person's talking like a mensch, right? He's saying exactly what he wants. He's being clear. He's being articulate. He's helping us out. So in that case, everyone agrees that they're both going to be Chal. What does it mean they're both going to be chal? It's chatzi tmura soil, chatzi tmura shlamim. It's kodesh. You just can't be makrif. Keep pligi. Where was the machloikis? It's dama tmura soil, tmura shlamim. Rameh, so Rameh holds me the havalei the meme tmura soil, vishlamim, va'ama tmura soil, tmura shlamim. He could have said tmura soil, vishlamim. He added the word tmura soil, and tmura shlamim. Shmamin oma hada kahodebe. So you see from there that he means to be chayset. For Rabbi Yossi holds, e oma tmura soil, vishlamim. No, it's not a deer, because he thought that had he said tmura soil, vishlamim, have a mean. He would have, in his mind, he thought maybe it would be half and half. In his silly mind, he thinks it could all be an oil and all be a shlam. Meaning, you want to know why he said tmuras oila tmuras shlamim as opposed to tmuras oila vishlamim, you can't necessarily read too much into it. But the bottom line is what did Abaya want from this? Abaya just wanted that you see from Rabbi Bar Chana that there's no major machloikis over here between Rameh and Rabbi Yossi, whether tafas lashon rishon, tafas lashon achron. Really, what it boils down to is just understanding the psychology of this person that could have said arezu tmuras oila vishlamim, and instead he said arezu tmuras oila. So he told Rav Dimi, you're coming back from Eretz Yisrael, and you're telling me that Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah Zvachim Chavtas Amid Beis holds this big chiddush of Tofes Lashon Rishon, even where there's no stira, and you're telling it to Rav Meir. I'm going to tell you what I heard from Rabbi Bar Chana, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which is where Rav Dimi had most of his reports back from. Most of his reports came back from Rabbi Yochanan. I heard that there's not even a major machlekes over here between Rameh and Rabbi Yossi. It's just a nuance over here of understanding what exactly he meant. So the Gemara says, on my list, Rav Dimi told Abaya, I hear, and it's very nice that you heard from Rabbi Bar Chana, not like what I'm saying. In other words, who on my loy pligi? Vana, I mean a pligi. It's very nice. And in other words, upligi, I'm arguing. So the bottom line is Rav Dimi told Abaya, it's true what you heard from Rabbi Bar Chana, but at the same time, it has no bearing on what I have to say. So the next Gemara really segues into Gemara's daf. We will stop here, but not before we speak out a little bit of very, very light rate. So we're going to go back and speak about something that we've spoken at in the past, but Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, and certainly it's somewhat in Yonah D'Yoymah, as we're already holding Shavuos Shechalba, it's Erev Shavuos, so just a little bit of in Yonah D'Yoymah. So the Gemara began, today's daf, with a Machloikis Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, had to understand the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon with regards to that Alocha of Korev HaMatik HaMitzvah. I thought it was interesting that We've had Ilfa already several times in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. So Ilfa is an Amora. Usually when you see Ilfa in Shas, it comes together with Rabbi Yechanan. But you don't, there's not a lot of Ilfa. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Gittin, Kedushin, Ksubas, Nadarim, Yevamis. Not a lot of Ilfa in Shas. But in the beginning of Zvachim, Ilfa is a very prominently featured Mandamar. We had Ilfa in the beginning of the Masechta, where Ilfa said halacha regarding if you could be Mefagel B'Shas Tfilas Etzba. So when the Koyin did the Zrika by the Chatas, whether it was a Chatas Pnimi, a Chatas Chitzayna, he would have to be Toval Etzboi Badam. Could you have a Machsheves Pigel B'Shas Tfilah or not? What was the Shiloh? Because we learned Pigel from Shlomim. By Shlomim, there's no Tfilas Etzba, so maybe there's no Tfilas Etzba when it comes here either. We had Halacha of Ilfa in the Sugya of Lina Mayelis B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. If a Koyin did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyar, and then he stayed up 24 hours, now it's ready the next morning. Do you have to do it again? Do you not have to do it? It's Machlekes Rebbe, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and Ulfa discussed what would be the halacha according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, that Lina Mayelis B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, if the Me'ah Kiyar was left in the Kiyar overnight. Would you have the same psul Lina there? Would you not have the same psul Lina there? Here we have another Ulfa, understanding the halachas of Karva Matikim and Svasai. So there's a lot of Ulfa over here in Masech Tzvachim, and I think it's important to have a little bit of background in terms of understanding exactly who Ulfa was. So the story of Ilfa, and it is a story, is mentioned in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan Avigarsa by Raisa. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were chavrusas. They were learning Torah together. Tchikulu milsa tuva, and they were struggling. They were finding it very, very hard to make ends meet. Amri, so they said to each other, Nekem v'nezel, let's get up, v'navit, let's go to work. V'nekayim benafshin, and we'll be mekayim the pasuk efes kila yibcha evyan. Hashem promised that there's going to be no poor people amongst the Jewish nation. We're poor people, so let's go do something about it. Let's go work, we'll make money, and like this, we won't have this pasuk of Kaliyah B'Cha'evyon. So they went and they sat underneath a dilapidated bridge. They obviously didn't realize it was a Gudaruh, because they're not allowed to sit underneath something like that. And they were breaking bread. As they're eating lunch, two Malachi Asharis come, and they start having a conversation. And Shomer Rabbi Yochanan overheard it. One tells the other, let's take this bridge, let it fall on Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan, because they're leaving Chai, they walked out of Beis Medrash, they're going to work now. So the other Malach said, I hear, but Shafkino, leave them. Because one of these two people is a very special person. He's a hoichan neshama. Great things are going to come from him. He's kai malei shaita. He's a grace of bar mazel. You can't do this. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan neshama, ilfa le shama. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan ilfa, shama marmidis. Rabbi Yechanan tells ilfa, did you hear anything? Amalei loy, I didn't hear anything. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan said, midashami anov ilfa le shama. Being that I heard and ilfa didn't hear, shmami nolid didi kai malei shaita. I must be that one person. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan ilfa, I had a change of heart. Iader, I'm going back. And rather than be mekayim the pasuk of Efes, I'm going to be mekayim a different pasuk. There's always going to be poor people. Incidentally, Rashi Chumash asks the stira between the two psukim. Anyways, Rabbi Yochanan hadas. Rabbi Yochanan goes back. Ilfa loy hadar, and Ilfa didn't go back. Adas Ilfa. Years later, Ilfa comes back to yeshiva and he sees Malach Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan became king. He became the Rosh Yeshiva. Amalei the Ilfa and the Chever went to Ilfa and they told him, do you know Asav Mar Vigaris Lehavim Malach Mar? You were on fast track much more than Rabbi Yochanan was. And had you not left Yeshiva, you would have been the Rosh Yeshiva, not Rabbi Yochanan. So Ilfa hears that. So Ilfa turned to the Chever. He says, I hear, I'm a Kabbal. But at the same time, you think I haven't been learning over the last couple of years? Faher me. Ozal Tola Nafshi Biskari Desfinta. He went and he suspended himself on the mast of a ship. Amar, he said, if there's somebody that can present me with a braisa, v'loy poshit nalei mi masnisa, and I can't be mitzayin a mishnah to shteltzu to that braisa, nafil na mi yaskari desfinta betavana. I'll jump off the ship and I will drown. So there was an alta yid, the Gemara says, who didn't have a sense of humor. He went to Ilfa, he asked him a kasha, it's in the sugya of mitzvah, the kaim divri ames, it comes up in Masechtas Ksuvos, and of course Ilfa was able to be poshit. This is the story of Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. Half love a fella. Rav Reuben Margolis, in his Akdoma to the Sefer Margolis Hayam, brings this Gemara. So he has a one-page introduction, a one-page Akdoma to the Sefer Margolis Hayam. The Sefer Margolis Hayam is a Masechta Sanhedrin. It's one of the many Sfarim that Reuben Margolis wrote, although this is probably his magnum opus in terms of how it was accepted amongst Klal Yisrael. And in his Akdoma, there's one page, and he begins with this Gemara. And he has a little bit of a thesis on this Gemara. He says something unbelievable. He says, number one, if you go through the Gemara, it seems that at the beginning of the story, Ilfa was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, they told Ilfa that had you not left Yeshiva, you would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. He says, But let's make a few diyukim in the Gemara. Number one, Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan v'Ilfa. Not just that, Tavsash Rishon. Very good. Not just that, where Rabbi Yochanan, tremendous, tells Ilfa, did you hear, what does he say? Shama Mar Midi? Mar is always Rabbi. Abaye always refers to Rabbi and Shas as Mar, because he was his Rabbi. So clearly Ilfa was holding more than Rabbi Yochanan was. But Rabbi Yochanan went back, Ilfa didn't go back. And as a result, Rabbi Yochanan steigdois, and Ilfa didn't steigdois. But at the same time, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's Mavur and Gemara's, that Ilfa, as much as he went to work, and as much as he wasn't, maybe Tairosay Umnasay, but he contributed a lot. You have Ilfa mentioned in Shas, the Gemaras that we just mentioned right now. He quotes the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, ironically, also Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Kosov Apinkasei de Ilfa. I looked up the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing halachas again of Shechita and Nevela Sa'if, very much in Kachem. But the point is that Ilfa even wrote Svarim. So says the Margolis Hayam, you see from here that even somebody that leaves yeshiva, and even someone that's not Teirasu Menasai, but still he has an ability to contribute tremendously, tremendously to Torah. His lashon is, he says that Ilfa became the semel of the Talmud Chacham Seicher. Of somebody that was a Seicher, he was involved in business, but at the same time, he remained a Talmud Chacham. And although it's true, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, he never became Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't become Rabbi Yochanan. But at the same time, he contributed tremendously. So we're all familiar with Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar sits and learns. It's Vayar Menucha Kitoiv. It's Gevaldeh. He's a Kohen Gaman. He sits and learns all day. Zvulun, his job is to support. That's what he does. He writes checks. He's a Machzik Torah. So you have the Yisachar and the Zvulun. But there's a great area too. There's an Ilfa. There's Yisachar. There's Zvulun. There's Ilfa. Ilfa is Oisik b'mischar. He's a Soicher. He's a Tagar. But at the same time, he's also a Talmud Chacham. And it's true, he can't be Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa can't ever become Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the Melech. But at the same time, Ilfa can zan a grace of Talmud Chacham. He could be quoted in Shas. He could be a Mechabes Svarim Kosev Apinkasei Dilf. The Magos Sayam wrote this one-page introduction to his Sefer. And at first glance, it's very hard to understand why he would have done that. It has no shaykhis to Masechta Sanhedrin. There's no beginning, there's no end. But the rest of the story, of course, is Rabbi Reuven Margolis himself was a banker. And he wasn't a Yid that was Teirasu Masa. He was a Talmud Chacham Muflig. He wrote many, many Svarim. But at the same time, he was a banker. He was an Ilfa, so to speak. And the Velt says that he wrote this almost as an apology, as a Ksav His Natsalos. Who am I to write a Sefer, Margolis Ayam, Kosova Pinkasei de Ilfa? Ilfa wrote a Sefer, Ich Ken Shreib, and a Sefer Eichet, and Echanami, and he acknowledged, not Rabbi Yochanan. Now, this last line, he says, Omnam loy malach. Listen to this. He says, Ilfa wasn't melech, aval Ilfa ene chofetz klal limloich. Ilfa didn't want to be melech, in bold letters. Gaguye Ilfa heim lil moidu lalamid. What Ilfa wanted was not to be king. He wanted to learn and to teach. Lastly, he says, Nayim l'toyra, lishoyv mi mekoyris rishoynim, ulahashkois tzmeyim l'dvar Hashem, besichois chaveir, ubefirsum divrei toyra, shekosav bepinkosav. He signs off, Reuven ben Moshe Margolis. Unbelievable. But al-Kopanim, that's this. Of course, that we know Reuven Margolis wasn't the only one of the great contributors to Torah that were not Teirasei Umnasei, so to speak. Another very notable was the Chai Yadam. And Chai Yadam in his Akhtoma, to say for Chai Yadam, in his Akhtoma, to say for Chachmas Adam, he also writes apologetically, because he was a businessman, and people are going to wonder that, which Avram Danzik wrote the Chai Yadam? That Avram Danzik that I used to do business with, that I used to meet in the Yerit, is what he writes in his Akhtoma to Chachmas Adam. And again, almost apologetically, he wrote that despite the fact that he knew he wasn't Teirasei Umnasei, but at the same time, he had to do what he had to do. I think it's a lot of chizik. It's kedai to hear some of the lashonis that he writes inside. He says, "V'yeidu alai ha-soicherim." The soicherim could be meyed. Shafilu be'es nisiyasi ba-Leipzig. Even when I used to travel to Leipzig, Leipzig was a place where there was a very famous yerid in Europe. Lo imonati likachim yigemara umikra umishna. I used to take with me my gemara, my chumash, my mishnayas. Va'afilu b'shas yerid kamat shalamadati b'chol yoyim. I used to learn every day daf v'chetzi gemara. I used to learn a daf and a half. This is pre Rameir Shapiro. Chutz mishnayas v'chayei. It's amazing. Like he's writing that I did the daf, so to speak. This is the Chai Yadam. V'chayei roshi she'ein ani koisiv zois l'skois l'spar. I'm not saying this because I want to be a balgaiva. Ki ma ani a ma chayei. V'm Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai omar. Imagine Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says, said, From Yechim and Zakkai, didn't want to be machzik toiv for the Torah that he learned. Says the Chayyadim, I'm going to be machzik toiv for the Torah that I learned. He says, should a person walk around saying, wow, I'm a knack, I'm a shisa. You know why? I put on tefillin every day. You have to put on tefillin every day. Even if you're traveling. I'm writing this because people make a mistake. When they're traveling, so the mess was the yurid. He says, and that's why I'm writing this, to show that just because I was out there and I was traveling, doing what I was doing, it didn't mean that I ever stopped learning. Dvarim Niflam, this idea, this semel of what Ilfa was. Now, in terms of understanding this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa, Rabbi Yochanan went back, Melech Ilfa na, maybe it has shaykhis with the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, the raid of the Kesef Mishnah. We have raid bites on this in terms of Torah B'Derech Eretz, way above my pay grade. But I'll just tell you one thing, Le'inyan, Ba'isa that I heard from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Yeshua Abba, a Dover Nifla, that's also very much related to this idea and to Erev Shavuos. We all know the Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos. I'm Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. I was once traveling. And I met a person. He gave me shalom. I said, Aleichem shalom. I'm like, Rebbe Meizah Makamata, where are you from? I told him, I come from a very chashev shtad, where there's a lot of yungalite, a lot of benitera. Ali told him, Rebbe, do you want to come move in with us? Become Rav. If you give me all the money in the world, and then he gave him a whole musa shmuz. You know why? Because when a person dies, like kesef, like zav, like avodim tovus and margolias. Elo toiru meisim tovim bavat. Shenemar b'salecha katancha oischa b'shach b'chatishma rulecha. Vakitzoyis ehiti sichecham skipping. V'chein kosev b'sefer tehillim. And as I state in Sefer Tehillim, Al Yedei David Melech Yisrael, Toiv li toiras picha me alfei zav v'chesef. So the Rav Shteltzach, the Mishnah at the very, very end, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma tells him, v'chein kosev b'sefer tehillim. Sefer Tehillim, Al Yedei David Melech Yisrael, Tovli Toiras Picha, Me'al V'Zal V'Chesef. So, you're offering me all this money? I hear it, very nice. But I would rather live in a city of Chachamim, because to me, Tovli Toiras Picha, living with the Chachamim and steiging and learning, versus the Al V'Zal V'Chesef, that you're going to go ahead and you're now going to give me. But the Ha'ara was that why did the Tana, why did Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma say, V'chein Kosev B'Sefer Tehillim, Al Yedei David Melech Yisrael? Where else do you find, if a Mishnah or a Brice or a Gemara is quoting Sefer Tehillim, that it mentions who the Mechaber of Sefer, we know who the Mechaber of Sefer Tehillim was. The Mechaber of Sefer Tehillim was David Melech Yisrael. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. There were 10 people that contributed. But everybody knows who the Mechaber of Sefer Tehillim was, David Melech Yisrael. So why is it K'dichsev? There's a few psukim that were quoted. We're quoting the pasuk b'salecha chatan chayischa li kesef elizav. It's a pasuk in Chagai. It doesn't k'mayisha omar Chagai. So what's this emphasis? K'mayisha omar David Melech Yisrael toiv li teres picha me'alfi zav v'chesef. So the Rav said pshat based on a medrash that's quoted in Oitzer Midrashim. The medrash tells the story. Ma'aseh Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana had a son. His name was Salik. When Salik was 5 years old, Rav Kahana hired a melamed to teach Salik Torah. The Medrash says that Salik stayed in his house for no less than 25 years. And for 25 years, Ritzufais, he learned Torah with his melamed. Needless to say, at the end of the 25 years, he was 30 years old, he was a chashev, a bachar. He can say, good learning. He was unbelievable what a Talmud Chacham he was. Turns to his father, Rav Kahana, he says, am I allowed to go out now? It's 25 years. He said, yeah. Goes outside to the shuk for the first time. And he sees that somebody's selling water. So he goes over to him. He says, I'd like to buy some water. He says, okay. Water costs one matbeya. It's a quarter. You have a quarter? He says, I don't have a quarter. He says, if you don't have a quarter, I can't give you water. He said, listen, it's true. I don't have a quarter. But at the same time, I have so much Torah inside of me. I just learned Torah for 25 years. Can I not use that to get a glass of water? He says, listen, I don't know about the Torah that you learned. I don't know what you're talking about. If you want a glass of water, you have to give me a quarter. No quarter, no water. You go- He goes, what's that? Where'd that come from? He goes back to his father. He tells Rav Kahana, he says, it's unbelievable. I don't understand. I spent 25 years. No ticking, no. How does that go? I spent 25 years learning. I can't even get a glass of water out of it. It's unbelievable. He was mamish depressed. He was ungazas. He didn't know what to do with himself. So his father said, listen, I hear. We have, in our family, something we got Yerusha, we have a diamond. I want you to take this diamond, I want you to sell it, and I'll tell you what. You know, me, the Medrash says, and mommy, we're already getting older. You go sell it, we'll split the money, we'll take half the money, we'll retire off of that, and you can take the other half of money, you could start your life off that. But before you sell it, I don't want you to go straight to 47th Street, straight to the Shuk, where all the Mavinim are. I want you to go first to the local market, ask them what they're willing to pay for it, hear the price that they quote, then go to 47th Street, then hear what they want to pay. Either way, so Kahana's son, Salik, takes his diamond, he goes to the local Seichrim, he shows it to them, look at it under the loop, we'll give you $500 for it. Okay, but he knew his father said not to sell it. You have to go to where the Mavinim are. He goes to the Mavinim, he shows it to them, they look at the diamond, certificate, $100,000. He goes back home, he tells Rav Kahana, should I take it? And they're offering me $100,000. We'll split it, $50,000. He says, absolutely. He says, but tell me, why did you want me first to go to this shoke? Why do you want me to go to this local? What was the point? You knew these guys were going to give me the real price. What? He says, the reason was, is I wanted you to realize that Madav Zayin Ameven of Hazach in order to realize what its real value is. It's true. Sometimes you show something to someone, the person looks at it, he's not machshavit. You know why he's not machshavit? Because he doesn't know what he's looking at. These local pawn shops, they looked at this diamond, they thought it was worth $500. They weren't trying to rip you off. They were offering you $500. That's what they thought it was worth. They're not the Mavinim. But when you showed it to the Mavinim understood it was $100,000. He said, you remember, when you left 25 years of Torah, you wanted to buy a glass of water, they wouldn't give it to you. Because they felt, you have a matbeah, you'll get it. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. They didn't understand the chshivas of Torah. You're right. Since you learned Torah for 25, you're going to meet a lot of people that aren't going to be machshiv what it is you did. That's because they're not mavinim. They're those pawn shops that are offering you $500 for a deflawless stone. But what you have is a deflawless diamond, and you want people to be machshiv, hang out with mavinim. And you gate to the mavinim, those are the people that are going to appreciate it. So the Rav said a story that he heard that there was once a sheva brachis in the diamond district in Antwerpen. Apparently one of the big seichim there was made a chasana, and there was a sheva brachas for him there. Somebody got up and spoke, and he said over, talking about diamonds. So he said that, you know, Shlomo HaMelech said that Torah is yikari hi mipninin. The Torah is more precious than diamonds. He said over, that Shlomo Zal, that the Gemara says, what does mean yikari hi mipninin? It means, mikoyin gadol shenichnas lefnai. I mean, pashin, it means, it's greater than that. Mikoyin gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach asked that, mecha tesa, how did Chazal know that when it says yikari hi mipninin, it means more than the koyin gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim? Maybe it means literally. Maybe it means Torah, diamonds are very expensive. Maybe it means that Torah is more precious than diamonds. Shlomo Zalman said that when you compare two things, they have to be somewhat shava b'shava. Diamonds are very chashuv, but it's a davar gashmi. Torah is a davar ruchni. You can't compare a davar ruchni to a davar gashmi. So it's true on that diamonds are chashuv. But if you would properly understand the chashivas of Torah, it can't be that's what it is. It must be when we say Torah is yikari mipninim, it's more yakar from something that's min b'mina, even a davar ruchni. What's the davar ruchni? Mikayin gadol shenichtas lefnai v'lefnim. So this yid speaking by a shever brachas, he gets up and he says this. So there was one grisly gvir, a big diamond seicher, he piped up and he said, on Chuldix, the reason Rabbi Orbach said this pshat is because he never saw my diamonds. That was what he told him. So the Yid answered him on the spot. He says, the reason you're saying that is because you never saw Rabbi Orbach's Torah. Meaning, in other words, in order to properly be machshav, you have to be a maven. Es nicht gewein a maven of Zayn Steiner, es nicht gewein a maven of Zayn Torah. So said Rabbi Shuaba, that's the pshat. David HaMelech said, Toivli Torah's picha me'alfi zavah chesed. In order to have the credentials to be able to make a statement like that, you have to be a bucky in Torah, and you have to be a bucky in money. You have to understand Alfei Zohar V'Chesed, and you have to understand Torah. If a random person says Tovli Torah Spicha Me'Alfei Zohar V'Chesed, maybe you have to get out more. Maybe you have no idea what it is. Does Zok the Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, you know who said it? V'chein Kasev B'Sefer Tehillim Al Yedei David Melech Yisrael. David, he was Adonenu David. He was David as one of the Ashpizin, one of the Royan, David HaMelech. And he was also Melech Yisrael. He was a king. David HaMelech, he was a maven, Sion the Torah. He was a maven, Sion the Kesev Ezov. It was Dafka David that was able to say, Tovli Torah Spicha, Me'alfe Ezov Echesev.